thank you, Father, that you are our greatest treasure, that knowing you is better than anything else. We just ask that you would speak through Judith, that we'd have open hearts to hear what you have to say, and that we'd be really listening to you, and give Judith lots of confidence.
Amazing. Thank you very much. So the kids pretty much already know my talk, so I could probably just go home, but hopefully we'll learn a little bit more this morning. Before I get started, I could do with five helpers who are going to help me to find some treasure. Okay, so I need five of you. We'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, if you guys want to come up here, just here. Okay, and adults, I'm going to need your help as well, because to find this treasure this morning, we are going to have to solve some riddles. Okay, so number one, you're going to find our first bit of treasure. Our treasure being a very special piece of paper. Okay, so riddle number one, could we have it on the screen? Okay, if you pull my strings, I won't get angry. Instead, I'll make a great sand. What do we reckon that could be? What do we reckon? Oh, we've got some ideas here. A guitar, well done. Okay, where is the guitar? Can you find the guitar for us? You might have to look quite close to us. Just behind you. Just there. Okay, can you go and see if you can find a piece of paper which has got a treasure on it? Amazing, well done. Okay, can you stand here for me and can you open up your treasure? And you're going to hold it for a little while, okay? So you need to have quite strong arms. There is our first piece of treasure. Okay. We are going to go to clue number two. Okay. You're going to do number two for us. So, I am an invention that lets you look through a wall. What am I? Ooh, adults, we might need your help for this one. I thought it was obvious, but now I'm questioning myself. A window! Yes, Judah, well done. A window. Can you see any windows maybe at the back of the room? Do you want to go and see if you can find a piece of paper? Good running. And she's got it. Okay, if you bring your treasure back to the front. Amazing, well done. Good running. Okay, and you come and stand here as well. And if you want to open it up for us, let's see what other treasure we've got. Ooh, interesting. Okay, number three. I have four legs, but I cannot walk. You sit at me to use a fork. Not quite a chair. A table. Okay, again, this table may be at the back. Off you go. Go find the treasure at the back. Keep looking, maybe a table over that side of the room. That side of the room. So well hidden. Good job, well done. Okay, you bring it up to the front and open it up for us. Let's see what this piece of treasure is. Ooh, nice. Okay, number four. I have lots and lots of answers and could be a sort of tutor. I have a mouse and a keyboard. I am a... A computer. Okay, there is one computer in this room that we use to help us get the words onto screen. Oh, they're waving. They're giving you a clue. Go find the treasure. Oh, go back again. There you go. Well done. Bring it up to the front. Let's see what we've got. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, and the last one. Are you ready? Only this last riddle to try and solve. You've done so well getting this far. My rhyming skills are awful. The last thing doesn't contain any jam, but it's sometimes left ajar. What would you leave ajar sometimes? A door? Well done. Okay, do you want to go and find some kids are helping you over there. Well done. Okay, do you want to open up your treasure? Lovely. Okay, so we found our treasure this morning. These guys are going to be my helpers, and they're going to do some good exercises and stand there for a little while. Good job, guys. Okay, so we found our treasure, but we're just going to take a look and see what we think about it. So I'm not sure if you have seen the film, or the films, The Pirates of the Caribbean. Put your hand up if you've seen that film or you've maybe heard of it. Great, a lot of you. So there's a character in The Pirates of the Caribbean called Jack Sparrow, okay? And he's a pirate, and he has a very, very special compass. And it's a compass like no other compass, because rather than pointing north, which I think is how a normal compass works, rather than pointing north, the compass that he has points to whatever the person holding it wants the most. So maybe it would be pointing to some treasure. Maybe it would be pointing to a person or a place. The compass that Jack Sparrow has points to whatever that person holding it wants the most. So I've got a question for you this morning. If you were holding Jack Sparrow's compass, what would it be pointing towards today? Maybe for you guys at the front, it might be pointing to something a little bit like an Xbox or that toy that you really, really, really wanted at Christmas time. Or maybe for some of you adults, maybe it's pointing to the nice house, okay? You want to upgrade, you want to get a nicer house. Or maybe the nice car. Or maybe you would just love some more money. Or maybe it would be pointing to a person. Maybe it would be pointing to a relationship. If you were holding that compass this morning, just have a little think and think, where would it be pointing towards? So life is a bit of a funny thing, isn't it? Because for each of us, I imagine that compass that we would be holding would be pointing to loads and loads of different things. We're always trying to find something that'll satisfy us, something that'll fill that gap in our lives. What I want us to just do quickly, you guys can just take a little seat, but stay where you are. Just rest your legs for a little bit. We're going to look at a story from the Bible, okay? And it's a story that Jesus told, and it's quite short. It's going to come up on the screen. And it's from Matthew 13, verse 44. And it says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy, he went and sold all that he had and bought that field." So it says the kingdom of heaven, you guys all listen at the front, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. So in this story, whenever Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven, what we're going to think of that is Jesus ruling and reigning in our lives, okay? So it helps us to just understand what that means. The kingdom of heaven is where Jesus is ruling and reigning in our lives. So in the story, when the man discovered an opportunity to encounter the kingdom of heaven, to encounter Jesus ruling and reigning in his life, he went away and he sold absolutely everything that he had so that he could get that treasure. The man saw just how valuable the treasure was, and he did whatever he could to try and get it. So I want to encourage every single one of us this morning that in our lives we might be holding the Jack Sparrow compass, and it's always going to be pointing to loads of different things, to that latest games console, to that nice house, to the nice car, to the money, to the career, whatever it might be. But all of those things, whilst they can be good, will never ever satisfy us. They won't last. They might last a little bit of time, but they won't last forever. The Bible tells us that there's one treasure that's worth absolutely everything. There's a treasure that will always, always satisfy us, and that is the kingdom of heaven. That is having Jesus ruling and reigning in our lives, putting him first and seeking him above all of this other treasure and stuff that the world throws at us. So the man in the story, he went away and he sold absolutely everything he could to buy the field that had this treasure in it. And for us, it's kind of telling us how valuable this treasure is. But there's a bit of a difference. We don't need to go away and physically hand over loads of money to get the kingdom of heaven, to get Jesus ruling and reigning in our lives, because Jesus paid that greatest price for us. All of us put loads and loads of stuff before God. We all put loads of the things that the world throws at us way before God. And that's what we call sin. And that separates us from him. But you know what? Because God loves us, he sent Jesus to die on the cross. And then he conquered death 3 days later when he rose again. He took all of the punishment that we deserve, all the sins that we've done on the cross, so that relationship with God would be possible. So each one of us here today, whether you're sitting here at the front, you've been part of Holiday Club, or whether you've brought kids along this morning, or whether you've been coming to church for years and years, Jesus is the greatest treasure that you could ever find. His death and resurrection have made a way for us to know him personally forever, for eternity. We can put him first in our lives and have him ruling and reigning. That is the greatest, greatest treasure that we could ever find. Okay, I need one more helper. One last person to come and help me at the front. Do you want to come up? Okay, we have got one last clue, which hopefully the kids already knew the answer, but hopefully everyone here this morning will now know. Okay, the last clue. What is the greatest treasure? Do we have any ideas? What is the greatest treasure? Maybe the kids at the front could help us. What do we reckon? Is anyone going to say it? Can you shout it out? Well done. Jesus is the greatest treasure. So this morning, there is something in the room that kind of represents Jesus, okay? And there's some treasure hidden by that. Do we reckon we can work it out? What might represent Jesus in the room today, apart from us? What do we reckon? Oh, there's some people pointing. I think it might be over there. Do you want to go and have a look? See if you can find the last piece of treasure this morning. Well done. Okay, do you want to squeeze down at the front there and you can hold it up for us? Interesting. The last piece of treasure this morning we've got is a question mark. Because I figured this morning that is the most exciting thing that we could find. We all have a choice to make this morning. Where is your Jack Sparrow compass pointing to? What do you want the most today? Where are you at? Is it pointing to the Xbox? Is it pointing to the new car, to that relationship, to the new house, to that new career, to money? Is it pointing to the stuff of this world, or is it pointing towards Jesus? Do you have the greatest treasure that you could possibly have today? A treasure that will last forever and that will always, always satisfy. Do you want the kingdom of heaven? Do you want Jesus to rule and reign in your life this morning? So what I want us to do, just to finish, is just everyone to just take a few seconds. Maybe you want to close your eyes. And I want you to just have a little bit of a think. Where is your compass pointing to this morning? Where do you want it to point to? Is it pointing to stuff? Or is it going to point to Jesus? So we're just going to take a few seconds just to have a think. Okay, we're going to pray. So kids, do you want to lead us? Do you want to do our 1, 2, 3? You ready?
1, 2, 3. Jesus, I thank you that you died on the cross for each one of us. Thank you that you paid the price for us so that we could know you and have you rule and reign in our lives. I pray that you would help each one of us to stop seeking after all of the stuff that the world throws at us, the latest thing, the better career, the new toy. But instead, Jesus, I pray that we would be seeking after you, that we would put you first in our lives. Amen. Ben, good job.
Thank you, Judith. Okay, now we're just going to watch a little